Cliff Gallant.
Coach, you kind of hate to put it on one sequence or one inning, but I mean, when y'all left the bases or didn't score with the bases loaded, and they answer obviously.
Well,
with the
it was back-to-back innings. In the fourth, when we had first and third one out, we hit into a double play. The next inning, bases loaded, no outs, and we don't score. That was the game. It wasn't the sixth or whenever they scored the six runs. It wasn't that inning. It was you had a chance to put them away, and we didn't put them away. So we got to be able to do that, and we're good enough offensively to be able to do that.
Describe the mood of the team after that. When you have 12 hits leading up to the sixth inning, then after that just four, it seemed like after that it was a lot different.
I mean, when you give up a grand slam, and you know, it's different. Sure. It's different. It's, I mean, look, it's a kick in, you know, kick in the gut when that happens. I mean, as much as you want, but they still fought. I mean, it wasn't like we quit. We didn't quit, and I was proud of them the way they competed. And you know, Luke Lowry hit a home run, and we kept getting guys on base. We just, you know, couldn't get anything going multiple runs. So, but the guys competed for all 9 minutes.
With Jimmy last week at State, he was cruising along and he had the home run. Kind of similar to my
Jimmy Boyd pitched good enough to win. I told him after he pitched awesome. Yeah. You know, we got to make a play behind him. I told Hunter Allen this, that there's nobody in the park wanted the ball to go to anybody but Hunter Allen. He didn't make the play, and you know, we're off the field there instead of a grand slam, and Hunter will make the next one. So we just got to do a better job putting teams away when we have the opportunity, and that was the thing. Jimmy pitched great.
Yeah. Jimmy said that he was glad that you kept him in the game to get out of that inning. What was that decision, to keep him in there and have him get out of that inning?
Well, I mean, the bases were clear. I mean, I felt like he had been pitching great the whole time, and you know, I felt like he could do it. His pitch count was low, and that was the reason why he stayed in there.
And then Luke, having him back in the lineup, that changes things. He had the home run. How do you think he was feeling throughout the day?
Man, it looked like me. He felt pretty good. I mean, doesn't it, you guys?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he was a late addition. I mean, he took BP for the first time today in a week. And I really didn't think he was going to go. I told Paul on the radio that he wasn't playing, and he came to my office and said, I can go. And I said, well, can you run? I saw you hit a little bit, but, like, can you run? And he's like, Coach, I can go. And, I mean, shoot, he's seeing the ball really good right now, so let's keep that up.
Do you like getting back on the field, obviously, tomorrow and try to, like you said, put a team away and hope to get a – you know,
it's anytime you lose, it's good to play the next day. I mean, that's the great thing about our sport, that you get to play tomorrow, you know, and don't get to sit on this loss. I mean, they got to flip the switch and be ready to go tomorrow.